Welcome back to Admission Insight. My name is Chandler Frazier-Pauls, and we're really excited to bring you this special episode today. It's March, and March means decisions. So today, our fearless leader, our Director of Admission and Financial Aid here at the Pennington School, Sharon Jarbo, will be speaking about Decision Weekend 2024. We think this episode is important, it's informative, and we think you're really going to enjoy it. So sit back, and as we like to say, let's go! So you say you want to apply to private school. We're going to show you what to do. Walk through the steps to take. And everything's going to turn out great. We're going to find the right fit. Both for you and for your kids. Based on school culture and needs. We're going to bolster your chance.
Hey guys, and welcome to Decision 2024 Weekend. This is happening, people. And I am Sharon Jarbo, Director of Admission and Financial Aid here at the Pennington School. I've been in admission for 15 years. I've had this role as Director of Admission for 10 years, so I've seen quite a few decision days go down. What to expect? That's what I want to share with you as a little bit of insight. So first of all, if you're listening to this, I'm assuming you completed an application, at least to Pennington, maybe to other schools. Well done. As I enter my sixth decade on this planet, I can tell you that there is a direct correlation between what people might perceive as luck and what is clearly effort. Sometimes effort behind the scenes that we don't always see. But the people like yourselves who put themselves out there in the long run always end up ahead. The application process, trust me, I've been through it. We've all been through it. We know it's a bit of an academic tough mutter, an obstacle course that winds through months. But here you are, and I'm sure you're nervous and excited, and maybe you're already starting to hear. The Pennington School is part of a group of schools who have for a long time sort of held hands and agreed upon a March 10th decision notification date. This common date actually protects you guys, the families, from schools reaching out early and giving you a short amount of time to decide on whether you want to take the offer. This way you can have all of your offers laid out if you're going to be getting offers. But because March 10th falls on a Sunday, schools are going to be releasing decisions throughout the weekend. So you can expect the Pennington digital decisions to go out at 6 p.m. tonight. Okay, so what should you expect with these outcomes? What I have to tell you is the sobering and humbling fact that the most common outcome is to not get in. If you look at the better schools, the more selective schools' selectivity rates, you can just see that in the numbers. Pennington ourselves generally has a 25% acceptance rate. That's it. So the majority of students who applied, unfortunately, will not be getting in. What do the decisions mean? Well, if you're accepted, you know what that means. If you're denied, that's a little tougher to handle, but it can sometimes be a gift because it's just final. Very few schools ever overturn a denial. If you're waitlisted, well, welcome to waiting. That means that the school thought you were a great fit for their programs, but they just didn't have a space available to offer you at the time of decisions. And you can ask, how can that be? How could there not be enough space for a wonderful student such as myself? I'll just give you a little insight into how that comes to pass. So if you look at the application pool to Pennington this year for ninth grade, there were over 500 applications. We had 55 spaces, so about half for boys, half for girls, and about 18 to 20 of those spaces are for boarding students. So you can see that there simply were more qualified students than spaces, and this is probably true at most of the schools that you've applied to. So again, If you don't get your desired results, you are not alone. And in fact, you could join every member of this admission team because every single one of us has been waitlisted or denied from schools that we've applied to, from internships that we went for, from teams that we tried out for, plays that we auditioned for, jobs that we tried to get. We know the feeling, but we also know, again, the power in putting ourselves out there. A lot of students are going to find that you have mixed results. You get into some of the schools you applied to, but maybe you didn't get into all of them. That's really common. And then you just have to adjust and start to see, well, what are the schools that really believed in me and thought I was the best fit? And reframe them in your minds and have fun doing that. A few of you might be what we call a grand slam. You got in everywhere. That's super fun, super empowering. Congratulations if that happens. But then you have tough choices ahead. So you're going to want to rely on the revisit days and all the research you can do. And remember, despite all the research and facts that you might gather, in the end, you just want to get a good feeling. You want to end up at the school that makes you feel good. So keep that in mind, that there's always room for a little instinct in this process. I guess there's one last frequently asked question that I will address, which is, if I am on the wait list, what should I do? Absolutely, you should reach out to the school or schools that you're still interested in and let them know, hey, yes, you waitlisted me, but I am still interested in you. And it is okay every couple of weeks to touch base again and say, hey, I'm still here. I'm still waiting. That's no problem at all for the Pennington School. Other schools might be a little different, but from what I hear out there, we all want to hear from you to know who are our sort of juicy waitlist candidates. So again, happy Decision Weekend 2024. I wish you all the best of luck.